Good afternoon. I'm Erin McRorty with the KUAC Newsminer update. A Kaktovik resident has agreed to plead guilty to killing a polar bear without harvesting its meat, a violation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that Chris Gordon will accept a maximum prison sentence of 4 months and pay a $4,500 fine under a plea agreement filed Friday. A spokeswoman for the Anchorage-based prosecutors declined to comment, and Gordon's attorney didn't immediately respond to phone or email messages. Kaktovik on Barter Island on the Beaufort Sea coast has become an increasingly popular destination for tourists who pay thousands of dollars to watch polar bears that eat scraps left over from the community's annual subsistence whale harvest. While tourism has boosted the village's economy, some residents have complained about the dangers posed by polar bears that seem increasingly habituated to humans. Gordon was charged in July of a single count of wasteful taking of a marine mammal. Prosecutors said he shot the polar bear in front of his house after it was attracted by butchered whale meat in his yard, and they said he left the carcass there for 5 months without salvaging it. In the plea agreement, Gordon acknowledges the allegations and that he failed to use bear-resistant food storage lockers available to community members. Alaska Natives are allowed to harvest polar bears for subsistence or for crafts, but only if it's done in a non-wasteful manner. The Marine Mammal Protection Act allows the killing of animals in self-defense, but the plea agreement said that's not why Gordon shot the polar bear. A power line that serves Middle Bay, Pisagchok, and Chiniak in the Kodiak area was damaged in a windstorm early Monday morning, leaving hundreds of community members without electricity. The cause of the power outage is a collapsed two-pole structure in a backcountry location on Marine Hill. Between 160 and 170 households remain without power until the structure can be repaired. According to Kodiak Electric Association President and CEO Darren Scott, the repair is set to take a few days. Reports signal that Governor Mike Dunleavy is set to release his proposed operating budget for the upcoming fiscal year at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Recent revenue forecasts show a decline in oil production and prices, signaling difficulties ahead in Alaska's economy if the revenue forecasts persist. In past talks with the media, Dunleavy has signaled that more budget cuts may be on the horizon, but little is known about his budget proposal set to come out this afternoon. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.